The news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between Mr. Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi today. Both sides are expected to sign a number of agreements following the talks. Mr. Modi will also host a luncheon in his honour. Later in the day, Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on Mr. Ibrahim, who arrived in New Delhi last night on a 3-day state visit to India. This is his first visit to India as the Prime Minister. External Affairs Ministry said India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be issued today. 24 assembly constituencies in Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in this phase. The last date for filing nominations for this phase is 27th of August. The scrutiny of nominations will take place the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidatures is 30th August and polling will be held on 18th September. The final electoral rolls for the assembly elections in the Union Territory are likely to be issued today, with the number of voters expected to be close to 90 lakhs. The list detailing areas and electorates will be of particular significance this time, as the boundaries of many assembly constituencies have been changed following the delimitation exercise and the increase in the number of assembly seats from 83 to 90. Supreme Court will hear today a case related to rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata recently. A 3-judge bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the matter pertaining to the rape and murder of the doctor of West Bengal government-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. The Apex Court has taken sumo to cognizance of the matter, which has shocked the country and thrown the medical fraternity in a turmoil. The case is already being heard by the Calcutta High Court, which ordered that the probe be transferred to the Central Bureau of Investigation. Minister of State for Law and Justice, Independent Charge Arjun Ram Meghwal, has hit out at the Congress over the issue of lateral entry into bureaucracy. He said that the Congress party had started the practice of lateral entry during its government. He added that several officials, including former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, entered the government as a lateral entry. Mr. Meghwal said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has changed the system and made an organized manner for lateral entry now. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Indian contingent for Paris Paralympics, which will begin on 28th of this month. During the interaction, which was held through video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi said the athletes are going to Paris as flag bearers of India. He said the country's pride is linked to the presence of the athletes in Paris. Mr. Modi said that 140 crore countrymen are blessing the athletes. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said this time India is sending its biggest ever contingent to participate in Paralympics. He said 84 talented Indian athletes will represent India in Paris Paralympics. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to the American bridging proposal on the release of hostages after a 3-hour meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jerusalem. In a statement, Netanyahu's office said the Prime Minister reiterated Israel's commitment to the current American proposal on the release of the hostages, which takes into account Israel's security needs. The statement marked the first time Netanyahu publicly endorsed the latest U.S. formula. Meanwhile, Hamas has rejected the U.S. formula. In its statement, Hamas charged that Netanyahu sets new conditions and demands to thwart the talks and prolong the war in Gaza. And that is the end of this news bulletin.